It goes without saying that it would be a tremendous help and advantage to everyone concerned if this convention would get into order so that we could hear the reports of the separate states, which we could not do earlier this evening. Thank you very much. You know, I'd love to watch that thing once.
That's the gavel she's speaking of, and she points to it. And then picks it up and whacks it more than once. A very vigorous secretary.
Alabama, 26 votes.
Alabama cast 13 votes for Dick Nixon, 12 votes for Ronald Reagan.
Please repeat.
Alabama cast 13 votes for Dick Nixon, 12 votes for Ronald Reagan.
Alaska
cast 11 votes for Richard Nixon, the next president of the United States, and one vote for Rockefeller.
Arizona casts its 16 votes for the next president of the United States, Dick Nixon.
Arkansas
cast its 18 votes for the Honorable Winthrop Rockefeller.
California.
The state of California proudly casts all of its 86 votes for our great governor, Ronald Reagan.
Nixon now has 41.
Colorado.
The great state of colorful Colorado casts 14 votes for Nixon, 3 votes for Rockefeller, and 1 for Reagan.
Nixon, 55. Connecticut, next state.
Connecticut casts 12 votes for Rockefeller, 4 votes for Nixon.
Nixon, 59.
Delaware
casts 9 votes for Nixon and 3 votes for Nelson A. Rockefeller.
Nixon, 68.
The District of Columbia.
The District of Columbia, the nation's capital, proudly casts 6 votes for Richard Nixon, the next president of the United States, and 3 for Rockefeller.
Would he repeat it,
please? Will you repeat that, please?
6 for Nixon and 3 for Rockefeller.
Florida.
Florida, the host state, casts 32 votes for Richard Nixon, 1 vote for Governor Reagan, and 1 vote for Governor Rockefeller.
Nixon has 106 by our unofficial count.
Which Rockefeller?
Which Rockefeller, says the secretary?
Nelson Rockefeller.
Georgia.
Mr. Chairman, Georgia cast 2 votes for Governor Rockefeller of New York, 7 votes for Governor Reagan of California, 21 votes for the next president of the United States, Richard Nixon.
127 for Nixon now. Vote moving very quickly. Hawaii next.
Hawaii, America's youngest and most beautiful state, where East meets West, in the spirit of aloha, casts 14 votes for its beloved senior United States Senator, a great statesman, great American, Hiram L. Fong.
Idaho.
Mr. Chairman, Idaho votes 5 votes for Ronald Reagan, 9 votes for Richard Nixon.
Illinois.
Illinois votes 50 votes for Nixon.
186 for Nixon.
5 votes for Nelson Rockefeller, 3 votes for Ronald Reagan.
Indiana.
Indiana casts all of its 26 votes for the next president, Richard Milhouse Nixon.
Iowa.
Iowa cast 13 votes for Richard Nixon, 8 votes for Nelson Rockefeller, and 3 votes for Dutch Reagan.
Kansas.
Great state of Kansas cast 20 votes for our great American, our favorite son, Senator Frank Carlson.
Kentucky.
Kentucky cast 22 votes for Richard Nixon, 2 votes for Nelson Rockefeller.
247 for Nixon.
Louisiana
cast 19 votes for Richard Nixon, 7 votes for Ronald Reagan.
Maine.
266 for Nixon.
Maine cast 7 votes for its native son, Nelson Rockefeller, and 7 votes for Richard M. Nixon.
Maryland.
Maryland casts 18 votes for Nixon, 8 votes for Rockefeller.
Massachusetts.
Make it 301 for Nixon.
Massachusetts casts 34 votes for Governor Rockefeller.
The unofficial count is Nixon over 300 now.
34. Michigan.
Michigan casts 44 votes for their favorite son, a great American, George Romney, and 4 votes for Richard Nixon.
Minnesota.
Minnesota, the land of 10,000 lakes, cast 15 votes for Rockefeller, 9 votes for Nixon, 1 vote for Harold Stassen, 1 vote for John Lindsay.
Our unofficial count now is Nixon 304.
Mississippi.
Mississippi cast 20 votes for Richard Nixon.
Missouri.
Mr. Chairman, Missouri cast 16 votes for Richard M. Nixon, 5 votes for Governor Nelson Rockefeller, 3 votes for Governor Ronald Reagan.
Montana.
340 for Nixon. Montana next.
Madam Chairman, Montana casts 11 votes for Richard Nixon and 3 votes for Ronald Reagan.
351 for
Nebraska.
Nixon on our unofficial count.
Mr.
Nebraska
Chairman,
next.
Nebraska casts all of its 16 votes for Richard Nixon.
Nevada.
Madam Chairman, Nevada casts 9 votes for Mr. Nixon, 3 votes for Governor Rockefeller.
376 for Nixon. New Hampshire next.
New Hampshire. Delegation, the first to be chosen to this convention in a great victory for the next president of the United States, is proud to cast its 8 votes for Richard M. Nixon.
New Jersey.
Mr. Chairman,
New Jersey, New Jersey requests that its delegation be polled.
The outspoken secretary doesn't really realize that the microphone makes her words heard to the whole nation.
Indicate his name, who is seeking a poll of the delegation.
Where is it? The state has not polled its own delegation. It would like that done by the chair, by the clerk.
So we have to give the name.
the chair will quote the rule. Which is Rule 18, which reads as follows, 18A. In the balloting, the vote of each state shall be announced by the chairman of the respective delegation, and in the case the vote of any state shall be divided, the chairman shall announce the number of votes for each candidate, or for or against any proposition. But if exception is taken by any delegate to the correctness of such announcement by the chairman of his delegation, the chairman of the convention shall direct the roll of the members of such delegation to be called, and the result shall be recorded in accordance with the vote of the several delegates in each such delegation. On this, I ask the reading clerk to call the roll of the delegation.
I'll let Joe Carter call it.
wish I could vote.
Delegate Clifford P. Case.
Case.
Delegate Clifford P. Case.
One vote for Case.
One vote for Case. Delegate Webster B. Todd.
One vote for Case.
One vote for Case. Delegate Mrs. Ann D. Flynn.
One vote for Case.
One vote for Case. Delegate Leslie L. Blail.
Leslie Blail proudly casts his vote for the great senator from New Jersey, Clifford P. Case.
One vote for Case. Delegate C. Douglas Dillon.
Case.
One vote for Case. Delegate Frank S. Farley.
One vote for Richard Nixon.
One vote for Nixon. Delegate Edwin B. Forsythe.
Case.
One vote for Case. Delegate Nelson G. Gross.
Mr. Nixon.
One vote for Nixon. Delegate Philip B. Hoffman.
One vote for Case.
One vote for Case. Delegate J. Russell Woolley.
One vote for Nixon.
One vote for Nixon. Delegate Harold C. Thompson.
One vote for Case.
One vote for Case. Delegate K. N. McDonald.
One vote for Richard Nixon.
One vote for Nixon. Delegate Charles W. Sandman, Jr.
One vote for Clifford Case.
One vote for Case. Delegate John J. Spoltor.
One vote for Case.
One vote for Case.
Third district.
Second district.
So listed here.
Delegate Richard R. Stout.
One vote for Nixon.
One vote for Nixon. Delegate Robert C. Stanley.
One vote for Case.
One vote for Case. Delegate George B. Harper.
One vote for Richard Nixon.
One vote for Nixon. Delegate Anton J. Holland Donner, Jr.
One vote for Senator Clifford Case.
One vote for Case. Delegate Peter H. B. Frelinghuysen, Jr.
An enthusiastic vote for Senator Case.
One vote for Case. Delegate Raymond H. Bateman.
One vote for Clifford Case.
One vote for Case. Delegate William T. Herling.
I am proud to cast my vote for Richard Nixon.
One vote for Nixon. Delegate John E. Demon.
One vote for Case.
One vote for Case. Delegate Mrs. Eleanor S. Nisley.
Nixon.
One vote for Nixon. Delegate William B. Widnall.
He'll be right here.
Richard Nixon. One vote for Nixon. Delegate Frank Davenport.
One vote for Nixon.
One vote for Nixon. Delegate Lawrence F. Kramer.
Another vote for Case.
One vote for Case. Delegate David Van Alstyne.
One vote for Mr. Nixon.
One vote for Nixon. Delegate William J. Dorgan.
One vote for Richard M. Nixon.
One vote for Nixon. Delegate John D. Blondell.
One vote for Case.
One vote for Case. Delegate Michael A. Guiliano.
One vote for Case.
One vote for Case. Delegate Edmund T. Hume.
One vote for Case.
One vote for Case. Delegate C. Stuart Hausman.
One vote for Senator Case.
One vote for Case. Delegate Donald J. Ludwig.
I proudly cast my vote for Richard Nixon.
One vote for Nixon. Delegate Gilbert G. Rosner.
Senator Clifford Case.
One vote for Case. Delegate Frank Scott Jr.
One vote for Case.
One vote for Case. Delegate Henry Konigsberg.
One vote for Nixon.
One vote for Nixon. Delegate Joseph J. Gildini.
One vote Nixon.
One vote for Nixon. Delegate John B. Thurer.
Mr. Thurer is absent. Mr. Jensen will vote in his...
Alternate Delegate George Jensen.
Richard Nixon.
One vote for Nixon. Delegate John P. Gallagher.
Nixon.
One vote for Nixon. Delegate Robert F. Linchesky.
The youngest delegate of the New Jersey delegation cast its vote for the next president of the United States, Richard Nixon.
One vote for Nixon.
Nixon apparently has picked up 10 votes in New Jersey. He was expected to get 7. We made it that he got 17 in New Jersey, our unofficial count of the booth.
The chair requests that Manny Harmon and his orchestra play for the convention.
Well, we've rectified our unofficial count in the booth. 18 votes for Nixon. He was supposed to have got 7, according to unofficial predictions beforehand. So Nixon has apparently picked up 11 votes in New Jersey. This is a very fast-moving count. In the first place, the secretary, Mrs. Bailey, is a woman who knows how to run things. When she gets on the rostrum, there's no foolishness, and it moves ahead very quickly indeed. And also, for some reason, they're not repeating the vote from the rostrum as they usually do, which doesn't give us much time to break in and give you our unofficial total, which we can only do it for one, Mr. Nixon, and I hope it is of some assistance. At this point, in the booth at the convention in Miami Beach, we shall pause for station identification.
This is Dallas Townsend, CBS News Convention Headquarters in Miami Beach, and we're about halfway through the roll call here. And at the moment, the clerk is tallying the official results of the vote in New Jersey. The roll call of the votes indicated what had become obvious before, that the 40-vote New Jersey delegation was sharply divided, and Senator Case was not able to hold on to that delegation for the first ballot, although he was the favorite son. Our unofficial tally showed 18 of the 40 votes going for Richard Nixon and 22 for Senator Case.
Dallas?
Subject to correction. Yes, Bob.
Yes, Al, then we're about to begin again on the rostrum. Chairman Ford, well, he was there a moment ago with his gavel. The secretary went up to the rostrum, went back again and said, bring your gavel back. And now they're both there at the speaking desk.
The New Jersey vote was 22 for Case, 18 for Nixon. New Mexico.
The state of New Mexico, the land of enchantment, cast 8 votes for former Vice President Nixon, 5 votes for Governor Reagan, and 1 vote for Governor Nelson Rockefeller.
Nixon, 410.
New York.
The Empire State of New York cast 4 votes for Richard M. Nixon and 88 votes for Nelson A. Rockefeller, the next president of the United States.
414 for Nixon.
North Carolina.
State of North Carolina cast 16 votes for Governor Ronald Reagan, 9 votes for Richard Nixon, 1 vote for Nelson Rockefeller.
Nixon, 923. 667 needed to nominate North Dakota next.
2 votes for Nelson Rockefeller, 5 votes for Richard Nixon, 1 vote for Reagan.
Ohio.
The wonderful world of Ohio casts 2 votes by Stassen Pledge delegates for Harold Stassen. 1 vote, pardon me, correction. 1 vote by a Stassen Pledge delegate for Harold Stassen. 2 votes by Ashbrook Pledge delegates for Richard Nixon. 55 votes
for the favorite son of Ohio, the distinguished Governor James A. Rhodes.
4:30 for Nixon.
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma casts 14 votes for Dick Nixon, 1 vote for Governor Rockefeller, and 7 votes for Governor Reagan.
4:44 for Nixon. Oregon. 667 needed. Oregon.
Oregon casts 18 votes for Richard Nixon.
Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania.
The great Commonwealth of Pennsylvania casts 41 votes for Nelson A. Rockefeller, 22 votes for Richard Nixon, and 1 vote for Ronald Reagan.
484 for Nixon. Puerto Rico next.
Puerto Rico, the next state of the Union, state 51, cast its 5 votes for Governor Nelson Rockefeller.
Still 484 for Nixon. Rhode Island next.
State of Rhode Island and Providence Plantations cast 14 votes for Nelson A. Rockefeller.
South Carolina, home of that great American Strom Thurmond, cast 22 votes for the next president of the United States, Richard Nixon.
500 for Nixon.
South Dakota.
5-6 for Nixon, rather. South Dakota.
South Dakota cast its entire 14 votes for Dick Nixon.
Tennessee.
Tennessee cast 28 votes for Richard Nixon.
548 Texas. For Nixon. Texas next.
Texas cast 15 votes for Ronald Reagan, 41 votes for Richard Nixon.
Utah.
Madam Chairman, Utah cast 2 votes for Richard Nixon, 6 votes for George Romney.
561 for Nixon. We make it unofficially, am I
Vermont,
wrong?
The Green Mountain State cast
591,
9
sorry,
votes for Richard Nixon, 3 votes for Nelson Rockefeller.
Virginia.
600
Mr.
even
Chairman,
for Nixon.
We have
Virginia
a request
next.
To poll a delegation.
24 votes in Virginia.
And Mrs. Bailey looks disgusted as she says that, too. 24
the
votes in Virginia.
Will be in order.
And she moves back, leaving the rostrum
under
in charge of the chairman, Gerald Ford. 600 for Nixon. He needs 67
will
to go.
The roll of the delegation of the state of Virginia.
Wisconsin.
Delegate, I. Lee Potter.
Come on up. Just a minute, we're getting here.
I just might interject as this poll begins that with Nixon has 600, he could make it on Wisconsin,
Nixon.
3 states beyond. Is it 3 or 4 beyond? And the vote is going just as the CBS delegate polling had indicated originally. Delegate Leonard Hall.
One vote for Nixon.
One vote for Nixon. Delegate Donald E. Ehrman.
One vote for Nixon.
One vote for Nixon. Delegate A. Linwood Holton.
One vote for Nixon.
One vote for Nixon. Delegate David N. Montague.
One vote for Nixon.
One vote for Nixon. Delegate William P. Knox.
One vote for Nixon.
One vote for Nixon. Delegate Wayne Lustig.
One vote for the Honorable Nelson Rockefeller.
One vote for Rockefeller. Delegate Robert G. Dumar.
One vote for Nixon.
One vote for Nixon. Delegate Arthur S. Brinkley, Jr.
One vote for Nixon.
One vote for Nixon. Delegate Mrs. Alice C. Lynch.
One vote for Nixon.
One vote for Nixon. Delegate D. Dortch Waringer.
One vote for Richard Nixon.
One vote for Nixon. Delegate Mrs. Martha B. Powell.
One vote for Richard Nixon.
One vote for Nixon. Delegate Thomas J. Carlton.
Richard Nixon.
One vote for Nixon. Delegate T. George Vaughn, Jr.
Proud vote for Dick Nixon.
One vote for Nixon. Delegate Richard H. Pop.
One vote for Mr. Nixon.
One vote for Nixon. Delegate D. Henry Almond.
One vote for Nixon.
One vote for Nixon. Delegate Warren B. French, Jr.
One vote for Nixon.
One vote for Nixon. Delegate Mrs. G. O. Pendergrast.
Bearing the initials Mrs. G. O. P., I proudly cast my vote for Richard M. Nixon.
One vote for Nixon. Delegate Jack L. Middleton.
One vote for Nixon.
One vote for Nixon. Delegate William L. Scott.
One vote for Nixon.
One vote for Nixon. Delegate Glenn M. Williams.
One vote for Nixon.
One vote for Nixon. Delegate Douglas Hess.
The youngest delegate of Virginia delegation proudly cast his vote for next president of the United States, Richard Nixon.
One vote for Nixon. Delegate Joel T. Broyhill.
One vote for Nixon.
One vote for Nixon. Delegate Mrs. C.B. Newman.
My vote goes for Nelson Rockefeller.
One vote for Nelson Rockefeller.
One missing.
The result of the poll of the delegation from the state of Virginia, 22 for Nixon, 2 for Nelson Rockefeller.
And Rockefeller picks up one vote in that delegation. Virgin Islands.
Madam Chairman, the Virgin Islands, the southeasternmost real estate under the American flag, Caribbean vacation land and home of the world record Blue Marlin, cast one vote for Rockefeller and two for Nixon.
624 Washington. For Nixon, Washington next.
Madam Chairman, Washington cast 14 votes for Nixon.
Washington.
Madam Chairman, the Virgin Islands wishes to be polled.
The biggest laugh since Puerto Rico made the same request in 1952.
A convention will be in order. A poll has been requested for the Virgin Islands. The clerk of the convention will call the roll of the delegates of the Virgin Islands.
Delegate Omar Brown.
I cast my one vote for Governor Rockefeller.
Delegate Omar Brown. You please designate which Governor Rockefeller?
Governor Nelson Rockefeller of New York.
Thank you, sir. Delegate Philip C. Clark.
Under our caucus agreement, one vote for Nixon.
One vote for Nixon. Delegate Charles R. Sennett.
I'm proud to vote for Richard Nixon, the next president of these United States.
One vote for Nixon.
The tally of the vote on the poll of the delegation from the Virgin Islands, two votes for Nixon, one vote for Nelson Rockefeller. The secretary will proceed with the call of the roll of the state.
Washington.
Madam Chairman, Washington cast 15 votes for Richard Nixon, 6 votes for Ronald Reagan, 3 votes for Nelson Rockefeller.
We make it that Nixon needs only 28 more. West Virginia.
West Virginia cast 11 votes for Nixon, 3 votes for Governor Nelson Rockefeller.
Nixon needs 16 more. This should do it, and everybody knows it.
Madam Chairman,
Wisconsin is proud to cast its 30 votes for the nominee of this convention, Richard M. Nixon.
Nixon has won. Wyoming hasn't voted yet, but Wisconsin did it. Chairman Ford hammering for order. The delegates are excited. A big crowd around the Wisconsin delegation, just as forecast in the CBS delegate poll, and just as we've thought all along. It was Nixon, it is Nixon, and it had been indicated that Wisconsin would be the likely state to put him over, which indeed Wisconsin has done. Mrs. Bailey, a very peppery, very speedy secretary, leaning with one arm, one elbow on the reading desk, looking as if she'd like to get ahead with Wyoming. She's the fastest reader we've encountered yet, and she made it hardest of all to get in a little bit of the totals as the vote rolled along, and we kept our unofficial tally here in the CBS News radio booth high above the convention floor. Chairman Ford trying to get order.
Will the convention please be in order?
Chairman Ford trying to get order.
Will the convention please be in order? Will the convention please be in order? The secretary did not get the vote announcement of the chairman of the delegation from the state of Wisconsin. Wyoming, will he please repeat it?
Madam Chairman, Wyoming.
We are going to switch now to the floor and read columns.
Every Republican here and every Republican throughout the land can support the choice of this convention.
That was Senator Thurston Morton, who, of course, had worked very hard for Governor Nelson Rockefeller. We stood with him as the roll was called. He knew it was going to happen. It was sort of like a man standing here from Kentucky waiting for the roof to fall in. And Thurston Morton really didn't have much choice or much of a chance with the chances of Nelson Rockefeller. And as he just told us, he said it was an open convention. In fact, he knew it when they got here.
The ballots cast for all of the candidates, and until that is given to the chair and announced, there is no official tally of this ballot.
Governor Reagan entering the hall, apparently about to make a statement. The delegates don't know it yet, but he should become evident. He should be in view very shortly. And somebody on the platform, Senator Murphy, gave the band a signal to play. Somebody else said, no, don't. So he moved his arms in a signal meaning don't play, but the band played anyway. And everyone seems a bit resigned to it. Not that they don't like the band, but the official tally must be prepared. All these figures, of course, are unofficial. A huge sign goes up on the side of the hall now in the spectators gallery saying Nixon-Hatfield.
Under the rules of this convention, now that the alphabetical call of the states has been concluded, and none have passed, the delegates and the states are permitted to change their votes, and they will be so recognized. The chair recognizes the delegation from Minnesota.
Minnesota changes its vote to 26 for Mr. Nixon.